Rites of Initiation. The early Christian communities created powerful rites of initiation which were organized into the catechumenate, and which marked the passage of a convert from belonging to the world to becoming a child of the light, a new creation, a redeemed person, a member of the church. The traditional African societies were also in possession of powerful rites which marked the passage of a boy or girl from childhood to man or womanhood. We should not underestimate the power of these rites to echoiate the reality that they celebrate and express. The power of words and gestures in liturgy is really awesome. Bo Benka uses this anthropological and Christian conviction to develop rites of initiation that emphasize the message of the formation sessions and create a culture in themselves, the Bo Benka culture, where youths are invited to keep entering deeper and deeper into the inner circles of Christian life and spirituality. These rites will be simple and safe but, at the same time, exciting and colorful experiences. For example, in the Ngwe stage, it will involve the experience of living in the wilderness, making one's own hut, and staying alone, during the night, in the forest. This, coupled with life in community, meaningful prayer exercises, and liturgy, can become a wonderful experience of being part of belonging, of becoming a member, of being accepted as worthy of a particular stage, with its duties, rites, and responsibilities. Since Christian sacraments are the initiation rites into the community, the rites of initiation of Bo Benka are supposed to help the Mongka to repossess the earlier experiences of the sacraments, to make him or her more aware of their awesome implications. Gradual introduction to the Bible, the doctrine of the Church, various disciplines of personal growth, and ministries. Throughout the stages of Bo Benka, every youth is exposed to the ample riches and traditions of the Church. He or she is introduced to the use and love of the Bible and to various disciplines, such as taking notes, journaling, life revision, spiritual direction, leadership skills, etc. The Church of the future will be one in which the lay faithful will take a greater active part in the ministerial life of the Church than is the case today. In this same line, Bo Benka tries to prepare young people to, gradually, undertake the commitment of serving the community in accordance with their own charisms and skills. This commitment is made explicit and allowed to grow along the road through a series of specific services which will hopefully culminate in a personal and community search for a concrete ministry of the Christian in adult life. Spirits. We call spirit a particular African Christian symbol around which a unit of formation is presented. For example, to talk about the attitude or virtues of perseverance and fidelity, we have taken the symbol of a lung from the Nkwin culture. A lung is a small leguminous tree in the grassy hills of the northwest of Cameroon which, when burned, resists and survives fire. In the local culture, this small tree represents the person who resists the fire of temptation, human contempt, or adversity. We use it to symbolize fidelity, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. By symbolizing an abstract idea like fidelity into a tree, we achieve various goals. The Spirit gives us a cultural basis, previously existing or newly created, which incarnates the message to be assimilated. The Spirit materializes, sacramentalizes a set of gospel messages or Christian and African values and remains afterwards as a cultural and pastoral memory for the person and the group. It also creates a group or process inner culture which only the initiates can understand and, therefore, it produces a strong bond of fellowship among the members of the group. It also provides us with a quick way of reminding ourselves of all the values we stand for as Christians. An easy memorization of all the spirits provides us with a wonderful tool to be used for examination of conscience, planning, future decisions in life, etc. The six steps of every spirit. Based on our own adaptation of the traditional method of formation and decision-making in Catholic action groups, the contents of each spirit are presented, developed, and assimilated through these six steps. To see, analysis of reality, presentation of the theme and the symbol of the spirit. To hear, listening attentively to God's word. To learn, being in contact with the life testimony of a person who committed him or herself to live the implications of this spirit to the full, a martyr or witness of this spirit. To judge, analysis of attitudes and aspects of our lives to be changed in accordance with the new light we are receiving by studying this spirit, an invitation to conversion of heart. To act, concrete planning at the group and personal levels of a significant action in line with the desire for conversion. And to celebrate, a liturgical and celebrative action which ends this spirit and where everyone appropriates the symbol of the spirit as a token of their inner change.